Broadcasting live from just off 4th Street in beautiful St. Pete, Florida. Covering the entire 813 and the 727, this is Tampa Bay's new morning crew.
3, 2, 1.
It is a good day to have a great day. Let me just get Kevin's mic here queued up. We had it messed up from yesterday. Oops. JR, Michaela in for Lana and the one and only. Talk to me, Kevin.
Good morning.
There he is. All right, very cool. All right, had to make sure the board was ready to roll. It's going to be a big day today. I'm very excited about today, not only because we're going to have Kevin's two-minute drill when it comes to the Bucks, and
so
it'll be a
happy,
very, very positive one. So excited for that.
Working on it now, trying to find some fun stuff to say about it, because I wasn't going to. I had a whole script written.
Oh, you're worried.
I had to throw that one in the trash.
This guy's got, he brings his own sound effects.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
And those are real.
Those are real sound effects.
That's the right.
All right. That was actually my paper. Thank you for... No, I'm just kidding.
I gave you that
was
this
my
morning.
Homework. All right. Well, listen, check it out. We'll do the Kevin's two-minute drill at 6:35. Excited for that because he will break it down. And it was an exciting game, and I fell asleep. So my bad on that one. So I can't wait to hear the recap on that. Also, we have a surprise guest today coming in studio.
Uh-oh.
He is local, but he is part of a band that you all know. All right, but he just happens to live here pretty close by, so he said he'd come in, hang out, and I'm going to let you guys just let him have it. Whatever you want to ask him, you can ask him, and we'll have some fun. He's actually a friend of mine as well, so you can ask anything you want. He's the one who set me up with my girlfriend.
No way!
So you can ask him questions about that if you want. Yeah, credit to him and his wife for that. So that's why that kind of bond kind of came, so you can talk to him about that as well. Let's talk about Morgan Wallen tickets. All right, so the tour is called One Night at a Time, so we're playing one word at a time. We will play a clip of Morgan Wallen at 7:40, and then you will have to finish that clip. Those lyrics.
Big fans.
That's what I'm saying. We're looking for the big Morgan Wallen fans. We need them. All right?
Yep.
So that's happening at 7:40, and then QIK is buying your Christmas at 8 o'clock. This has been a lot of fun. The only bummer about it is when people aren't listening at 8 o'clock, you registered on the QIK app. You took the time. You went to 995QIK.com. You registered as well. And then you're not listening at 8, and it's like, oh, no. You only have 9 minutes to call us back, and then we have to go on to somebody else. So make sure if you signed up or you know a friend that signed up, you say, hey, just set your alarm for 7:55 and listen for 5 minutes and make sure you are ready to go at 8 a.m. when you hear that name called.
Absolutely.
Now,
I had a lot of texts, too, that people were like, where was the name?
Right.
Listen.
You got to listen.
Got to listen in.
And here's the thing. If you don't hear your name called, hang around because if they don't call back in 9 minutes like they did yesterday, we go on to the next name. And it is what it
is. That's it.
So there you go. All right. So that's at 8 a.m. And then, of course, your Blake Shelton tickets at 8:30. Let's get the day going right now. Little Tyler Hubbard, 5'9", and your cruise news coming up in two songs. Thanks for having us on.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story.
I'm kind of a big deal. People know me.
Who knows that?
Well, Tom Brady threw 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. The team looked dead. But they somehow beat the Saints 17-16 with 3 seconds left.
Whoa.
They scored the winning touchdown. I don't know how, but it happened. They're now 6-6 and play the 49ers this week, still leading the division.
With no quarterback, doesn't the 49ers not have a quarterback?
That's right. They have they have like a third string quarterback. So we'll see what happens, but hey, your Bucks won last night. The Tampa Police Chief Mary O'Connor has resigned to Mayor Jane Castor. This is because she said she used poor judgment when she was stopped for operating a golf cart without a license plate in Oldsmar. So just so you know,
yeah,
so they're looking for
awkward video.
Very awkward. They're looking for a new police chief for the city of Tampa. Well, you knew this was going to happen. Taylor Swift fans are suing Live Nation,
of course,
and which is the parent company of Ticketmaster, obviously, over this craziness with the tickets. Hey, we're going to send them for on sale to the general public. No, we're not. We're not going to do it. We don't have any more.
Yeah.
It's over. It's done.
They were bought up.
The lawsuit claims Ticketmaster violated several antitrust laws and committed fraud. They are looking for $2,500 for each violation of the Business and Professions Code. You knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
Didn't take long. It's already here. Tampa Bay, they welcomed the entire town of Tampa, Kansas yesterday. This is with the help of Visit Tampa Bay and Southwest Airlines. The town's entire population of Tampa, Kansas is only 195 of them came.
Well, five of them had to work, probably.
Tampa International Airport had multiple signs with one of them reading, "There's no place like Tampa." They're from Kansas.
I see it.
They're going to go to the zoo, aquarium, history, and art centers, eat Tampa's best dining spots, and of course go down to the Tampa Riverwalk. Welcome, Tampa, Kansas residents. All 95 of the 100 of you.
We're going there next. All 2.3
million,
or whatever.
I was going to say. That's a lot of planes.
All right, there's a few areas with some fog this morning, so be careful if you're in those. Mostly sunny skies this afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s, low 80s. And that's your cruise news.
Thank you very much. Coming up next, we're going to play Secret Celebrity for Disney Blizzard Beach. Tickets, a family four-pack for you. Hang on. Luke Bryan, Country on 995 QIK. Thanks for having us on. We are Tampa Bay's morning crew. We are playing Secret Celebrity right now for a family four-pack of Disney Blizzard Beach tickets. But you got to tell us who this secret celebrity is.
I said it's Christmas time, pretty baby, yeah. And the snow is falling down. Well, you'll be a real good little girl now. Santa Claus is back in town.
Now, that does not sound like him at all, no. But I mean, he really got to the blues right there and made that a blues song. And when he was done, he goes, "Damn straight, I did that.
I wish I heard it for five more minutes."
Ooh.
You know what? He was feeling it when he was singing that song.
Yeah, they looked at him and said, "It's you time. You got to go."
Yeah.
I bet he sang it all the way up to North Carolina.
That is true.
Home.
Well, I would like to see. How's that going to work?
Well, you were on one side. We were there.
See you tonight. I wish I was seeing him tonight.
Yeah.
Performing that song. It's a little weird, but it's backwards.
That's what you said. And then we were there when this happened. And I go, "Where do you want to sit?" And he goes, "Well, I'll sit in between."
Gosh, there it is.
There, that's what you meant to say.
Sorry.
That was up late, okay?
Oh, it's all good. Dad jokes are flowing this morning. All right, here we go. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Who is our secret celebrity? He won American Idol at the age of 16. Richard's in Tampa right now playing Secret Celebrity with us. Richard, who is our secret celebrity?
I said it's Christmas time, pretty baby, yeah. And the snow is falling down. Well, you be a real good little girl now. Cause Santa Claus is back in town.
All right, who's that, Richard?
Is that Scotty McCreery?
Scotty McCreery!
Yay!
That's right. That was his CMT campfire sessions.
I did not know it till the clues.
So I know, right?
I know. He sounds so much like Elvis.
He was digging deep right there. He did sound like Elvis. You're right. Well, Richard, you are hooked up. Disney Blizzard Beach tickets, a family four-pack for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
there you go.
Hey, Richard. Get your Speedo ready and have a good time out there, bud.
Thanks.
Hang on for me. All right, last night, big win for the Bucks. Kevin's going to break it down in 2 minutes. It's Kevin's 2-minute drill. Hang on.
Brady off the fake. Plenty of time. To the end zone. Godwin touchdown.
The Tampa Bay Morning Crew's 2-minute drill.
Well, he's got 2 minutes to do it. It was a big win last night. I'm glad they won because, the last couple of weeks for Kevin have been rough. When he said, I don't know what we've been doing out there. It's been, it's hard to be a Bucks fan. It's, just struggling. You've been calling for people's jobs.
I would have, I had a whole script written for that again, but I had to throw it away.
All right. That's good. Well, it was an exciting game last night. We need you to break it down in 2 minutes. Are you ready, sir?
Yep,
here we go.
Down. Set.
Well, the Bucks somehow, some way, I'm still not sure how, beat the New Orleans Saints 17-16 Monday Night Football, Raymond James Stadium last night. Now 6-6 on the season, still in first place in the NFC South. Tom Brady, we're gonna give him the Saint title. He's gonna be Saint Thomas the 12th. He's okay. Number 12.
Thank you.
Tom's 44th career comeback win. That's the most in NFL history. He broke Peyton Manning's record. This is only Tom's second win when trailing by 13-plus points in the fourth quarter. The other one was Super Bowl 51 against the Falcons when they were down 28-3 at one point in the game. How otherworldly is this Bucks win? The Bucks had lost 69 straight games when trailing by 8-plus points in the fourth quarter. Their last win was 10 years ago. Teams over the past 5 years are 3-530 when down 13-plus points in the final 4 minutes of regulation. That win was heavenly Saints reference. But the Bucks were down 16-3 when Cade Otton caught a pass from St. Thomas the 12th with 3 minutes to go. 3 minutes, and they were down 16-3. Bucks defense got a big stop. Bucks got the ball back. It wasn't a Hail Mary.
Hey, now.
But maybe we'll call this a glory be because St. Thomas the 12th found Rashad White with 3 seconds to win the game.
It's third down. Underneath. And touchdown, Rashad White.
3 seconds left. They kick the extra point. They win 17-16. So let's hear from St. Thomas.
Just like we drew it up. Yeah, we've been pretty good in the, no huddle, 2 minute drills. And, that a lot of games come down to those types of plays. Our guys made them. Everyone contributed. So it's a hard team to beat. And, just glad we won. It was they got a great defense. They played us very physical like we thought. We made some mistakes in there. But, we made enough plays in the end to win.
Thank goodness. So Doves, they may have been flying around Raymond James Stadium last night. It's the second week of Advent, so make sure you light your 2 purple candles tonight at dinner. Because somehow, someway, the Bucks beat the Saints 17-16, 6-6 on the season. The Bucks travel to San Francisco to play the 49ers this Sunday, 4:25 on Fox. And that's Kevin's 2-minute drill.
Well done, Kevin. Well done. What is it about the Saints that always give us
trouble? They have their number.
Right.
They hadn't won at home since 2019. Hadn't scored a touchdown since 2019 against the Saints at Raymond James Stadium. In their own home stadium.
Yes.
How does that even happen? They'd lost 4 straight games to them at home. They've swept them this year. They swept them. They are only 6-6. 2 of their wins are against the Saints.
I'll take it.
Where they have been their team they cannot beat. But they got a 2-game lead in the loss column over the Falcons. Falcons have 8 losses. We only have 6. But, hey, they got 5 games left.
Division.
It's tough. 49ers on the road. They travel to California. It's always a tough game going out west. So hopefully they can come back. The 49ers are on their 3rd string quarterback. So, but I've seen this story before, and then we make a 3rd string look like a Hall of Famer. So,
all right, well, we got the win. We got the win. All right, very cool. Well, listen, our surprise guest has showed up early. That's what I like about him. All right, he is here. You know him. We're going to introduce him next, but we also got to check in with our sister station, Wild 94.1. They're doing something great for the community. We'll talk to them after this. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. So our sister station, Wild 94.1, does something amazing. Orlando and the Freak Show. They do Orlando's Toy Drive. And we always like showing them love this time of year. So we got them on the phone right now. Orlando, what is up, my man?
Man, you know, I'm just happy that I'm on QIK. I'm feeling like I done made it up in this
thing.
Do a
little country accent, Formo.
What do you mean, accent? Ain't no country accent.
Yo, you can do it. I have heard it before.
Speak like I'm a rancher. Tell you that I appreciate it. I'm much obliged for being on here with QIK.
Yeah.
9.5.
All hate mail goes to Wild 94.1. You can send that over right away.
Like, I don't speak this way. I don't know what they're referring to.
Yeah.
He's been watching too much Tombstone.
Yeah. Tombstone. Good Lord. Yeah, embarrassing right now. Well, listen, you guys are doing a great thing. Orlando on the Freak Show, we were talking to you from Wild 94.1. Orlando's Toy Drive going on right now. How many years is this, Orlando?
This is the 11th year.
Wow.
We got a new location. We're at West Shore Plaza this time. We've been out next to the stadium for the last 8 years, and we had an opportunity to move over here, and with it being the holiday season, everybody can roll in and do their holiday shopping and come out and bless the children's home with whatever it is that they can share.
Orlando, have you ever gotten a chance to talk to someone who, you know, received a gift from you guys and then years later came back and said, hey, you know, you guys made my Christmas 1 year from your toy drive?
Honestly, I have. Last year, there was a family that came in and the guy donated and then he came back with his family and donated again. And when I pointed out, I'm like, man, you really are awesome for sharing twice. And he's like, well, if I'm really being honest, and he brought his family up and he's like, me and his wife were both in the children's home. And
wow.
He said, you know, that's where we met. Later, you know, in life we reconnected and we got married. And he's like, the blessings that I got there and I put on the right track and really kind of they poured into me. And now I have my children, you know, and we're well taken care of. But I wanted to make sure that we give because you guys are doing this and this gives us an avenue to do so. And it had me like, in awe because I mean like wow, you found a partner and you also kind of found a calling to keep the philanthropy kind of going with your children. So I thought that was a beautiful thing.
A beautiful thing, full circle moment, absolutely. All right, so let's talk about the logistics of this thing. You actually are sleeping out there on site, outdoors, until, are we hitting a mark or just a matter of days? How does this work?
So I do 8 days. The first 2 years, we did five. And then we thought, you know what, let's squeeze in that weekend beforehand just to get the word out, you know, because it was really slow going. Like, you start on a Monday, and then by Wednesday, people realize what you're doing. So we're like, you know what, let's start the previous Friday. Let's work it into an eight-day run. And I do live up here. My feet don't touch concrete until after 8 days each year. And it's a science experiment every time, because when I come down and my feet touch the earth, I feel like I'm connected. I feel like I get more energy than bouncing around on this particle board up there.
Talking to Orlando right now from Wild 94.1, who's doing Orlando's Toy Drive. Orlando, give that address again where you're at right now.
We're at West Shore Plaza. A lot of people in the hood call it West Shore Mall, but it is. It's West Shore Plaza, 250 West Shore Plaza, on the corner of West Shore Boulevard and Kennedy. I'm up here right now with Meredith and Davi, who leave me at 10 o'clock every day and leave me up here to do my own Jerry Lewis telethon throughout everybody else's shifts throughout the day.
We have more work we have to do.
Right. Yeah. We were going to have Meredith out there for a while, but then she submitted a rider and wanted a glamping trailer, and we said, no, that's not what it's about. It's about charity, you know?
I'll do it in a heartbeat.
Meredith would need like a barbecue grill, and she would need a full-on kitchen.
Hell yeah.
She would need a bidet.
A bidet.
She can't rough it. She cannot rough it like that. I don't think Davi got it in him either.
Okay, wait a minute. You guys have never been camping before. I've been camping a lot in my life.
This is my 11th year. I think this counts as camping.
Okay, have you ever been to, I don't know, any kind of camping outdoors that wasn't glamping, not up in the sky?
This isn't glamping.
That ain't glamping. I've been out there before. Seen this man in a tent and scaffolding. I mean, I feel like you have more luxuries when you are out camping right now. Well, Orlando, you're doing a great thing, brother, and we're always supporting you over here. I'll be down there to say hi to you guys. Meredith, Davi, you guys are doing a great thing, and obviously, like you said, sharing that story, it affects a lot of families, it inspires a lot of people, so you guys are doing a great thing with Orlando's Toy Drive.
No, hey, thank you. I appreciate it. Hey, thank you so much.
This guy's too busy.
We just had
for
somebody
me.
Again. It just came in.
Guy's too busy for me.
Dropped off a little money. I love that. I mean, because the people who are listening on QIK right now, think about it. They pass by and
that's
they're
that
like,
boy, CJ right there.
Yeah, I see him. There you go. Appreciate that, man.
Hey, guys, this is my show. This is my show we're talking on here. All right. Relax, okay?
This is a big thing. We got a wad of money up here.
That's what happens when you come on QIK. Things happen. You know what I'm saying? Orlando's Toy Drive going on right now at West Shore Plaza. Go out there, help them out. You're making a big difference in a kid's life and a family, and obviously a lasting impression. And I will leave you with one song request. Orlando, what do you want to hear? And I already know what it is.
I mean, if you're going to hook me up, I'll listen to Rascal Flips. So if you want to hook me up with a little of that Mayberry, ooh, I love it. That's my song. I mean, that's a good song. You hook that up on QIK and tell everybody, wild941.com/toy drive, if they want to do it while they're moving and may not right. make it down here, right?
Rascal Flats and Mayberry Rascal is on Flips. Right now for you, man.
Rascal Flips right here. Love it.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate you.
You bet. We got you, man. Be safe.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 99.5 QYK, JR, Michaela in for Lana, and we have Kevin, but we have a very special guest today, and this man is one half of the duo that calls themselves...
Hey everybody, it's Low Cash. I love a small town world.
Tonight, I know somebody. Call it a broken heart. We've all closed down.
put a ring on every finger just to show you I'm legit. Gonna try my last name long, girl, just to see if it fits. If I could, maybe I would. Oh, marry you a million times. Let's take the country to the beach, boy. Trade that red dirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Lucas of Low Cash. What is up, my man? How are you?
Good morning. The sun is starting to rise.
Now, you're wondering why Chris is here. Well, a couple reasons. First of all, he lives in Odessa.
Yes.
So we said, hey, why don't you just come on down? Let's not talk to you on the phone. Let's have you here in person. Your other half, Preston of Low Cash, is sleeping in Nashville at the moment.
Guaranteed he's sleeping right
Guaranteed
now.
Sleeping. Yeah.
I mean, he's an hour behind, too.
He's an hour. That's right. Yeah. He's an hour behind, but we're trying to get him on the phone a little later.
Of life, he's an hour behind.
Oh, hour behind.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In the square of life. Not just, yeah.
Well, man, I'll tell you what. You showed me a picture, not to get off track, but he showed me a picture of his house, and he went full Clark Griswold on us.
He did. Yeah. We should post that.
We can post it, yeah.
You guys want to see Preston's house?
Yeah, his house, address, whatever you want to post.
Yeah, address down
his neighbors probably hate him.
It's awesome, though. It's very, very cool. Chris, thanks for coming in, man. You are going to be playing this weekend on bike, and give me the details on this.
Dude, it's such a great charity. Any kid that Denver had a bike for Christmas. They're building bikes. They were literally building bikes at Emily the other day, and they're giving a bike to every child that needs a bike.
That's awesome.
Wow. It's incredible. I mean, you know, there's a lot of it's pretty pricey at the beginning if you want to drive the bike and stuff like that. I think it was like 150 or 100 and something like that, but it's Tampa. That's not expensive.
Right.
But you go there, and it all goes to charity, man. It all goes to these bikes. They're going to drive around, and then we go on a 6 o'clock show. It's $25 to get in. And again, all charity, and we go on at like 8 or 8:30 or something like that.
Very nice, dude. So it'll be kind of like a 5K type thing. Not really 5K, but you know, you do the ride at first, and then you kind of hang out, and there's going to be all kinds of fun events going on, and then you guys are at night.
Yeah, it's the hoedown.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hosted by
Pat Maroon.
Pat Maroon, Big Rig.
Wow.
I like how they build it. They go Low Cash performing with Party Boy host Pat Maroon.
Party Boy.
Forget that he plays for the Lightning. Party Boy Pat Maroon. Now he's a friend of the show. He came to one of our guitar pools and was with Ryan McDonough, and it was a great time. It was a good hang with him for sure. So
he's awesome, dude. He'll come up and sing with us tonight.
Oh, dude, I went to the album release party, and he definitely sang with you.
Yeah.
Nothing was on key, but, I mean, he was there.
I didn't say it was great. Well, I mean, you know what? He sang Let Her Cry. We did the ring ceremony with him, and he sang it. He sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was impressed. So we'll see what he sounds like.
How did he play the ring ceremony for the Lightning?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was a special after.
Oh, gotcha. Very nice, dude. Well, I got a lot of things to thank you for. We're going to get into that next, and then I'm going to open the questions up for Michaela and Kevin, because I know they got a lot for you, Chris. You're cool to hang out?
Yeah, let's tell the truth. Let's
all right.
do it.
You're locked in. And
you're stuck.
We were the first to ever play their song Beach Boys, okay?
Thank you.
For
that.
It was a great song.
I think you're the only station to play it, so thank you.
No, come on now. And also, it was really cool that you got to do that with the Beach Boys, and you were nice enough to set up an interview with us and the Beach Boys too, and yourselves, and that was really cool. But I'm really excited because you mistakenly told me that you have another song that you're not allowed to play yet. So what am I going to say? Let's play it. There's a new song that you're not allowed to play?
I mean, I don't know if I'm allowed to play it, but I could call my label, but they're not up. So,
well, then we can just
you could just say I tried.
You can't even get this song anywhere. It's not even out yet. It's come out till February.
All right. Well, I'm gonna try to get him to do it next. All right, hang on for it. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK JR Michaela in for Lana and Kevin here, and very special guest we have Chris Lucas of Low Cash. Give it up.
Very special. I'm special.
You are a special guest in more ways than one, my friend.
Yeah, I feel like I hear this more from you than my wife, so that's good. I
well, I can put a good word in for you with your wife.
He's special.
Hey, Kate, here's the deal. Can you just tell him that he's special a lot? Get his ego up a little
bit. You're building my ego. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm here for you, brother. Thank you for coming in. If you're wondering why Chris is here, he's going to be on Bikes performing live, hosted by Patty Maroon. Party boy, Patty.
Whoa.
Also plays for the Lightning. if you want to get signed up, you can go to
onbikes.org.
And it's very cool. Giving bikes to kids, and then they're going to have a great concert at night with Low Cash. So I'm very pumped for that. We also have your Morgan Wallen tickets coming up for you at 7:40. But Chris and I do hang out outside of work when it's not a professional setting. I have to credit him because he and his wife set me up with my girlfriend.
Wow, he owes you everything.
Am I the only one clapping?
I Where's that at? Thanks a lot, Michaela.
Jeez.
All you want to do is talking talk about season. My personal life, and now we're talking about it. You're like, yeah, whatever. That's good. Good for you guys.
He's got a good girl. He's got a good girlfriend.
She's great.
She's super nice.
She's awesome. She's very pretty. She likes him a lot. And you know, I do
What's
take
that
credit
about,
for
you know?
This. You know, I have no idea.
I don't know why. Why'd you set her up with me?
She is blind. She's blind. So.
That's the only chance.
Just like Stevie. Stevie
so you
Wonder.
Described him incorrectly to her?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I said he was on this great show called Victorious.
Oh,
okay, here we go.
She's like, done.
So why do you always dive into this?
My kids watch Victorious like mm-hmm. crazy, like every second. And I must have seen the episode that you were in. I didn't just say episode.
Yes, it's only one. Hey, listen, I don't claim it to be any more than one episode. And by the way, if you're wondering what Victorious is, this is like a show that Ariana Grande got her start on and stuff like that. And my scene happened to be with Ariana, who it does not look like Ariana Grande today.
That is
all.
A different Ariana Grande.
That's a different person.
I don't know what happened, but it. Like, she changed somehow.
Hollywood.
I launched her career.
Hollywood something.
Hollywood.
I helped her. Yeah, I catapulted
you.
Her.
That's when she changed. You know what I'm saying? She met you.
They're like, man, if she can act with this guy, she's going places.
She knows you.
All right, so tell me how this first came about.
So, we're watching Victorious, and you know, here you come across as the trainer or whatever it is, and I'm like,
what?
I'm like, who is that? Who's that? That looks like JR. And I'll be a son of a gun if it wasn't JR. And my kids are like, you know him? I'm like, you do too. Now they find out, and every time they see him, like, I'm not famous in my house. I never was anyway. It's very humbling to live where I live. But like, seriously, it's on. And at dinner the other day, we were at the cheer competition, and you say Victorious to cheerleaders. They're all running, oh my God, there he is, Russ.
Yeah. We went to a cheerleading competition, if you're wondering, he has two little girls, and then my girlfriend has two girls, and they were performing in Daytona for a cheer comp. And I think it was it Kate that said something? Your wife?
Of course.
Yeah. Your wife's like, oh, by the way, this guy right here on Victorious. And they went, looked at me. And by the way, this is not me promoting myself at all. It was one episode. It was, I get a check still that's like a dime.
It's all because of the cheer squad.
When I was acting in LA and substituting high school, it was our Saved by the Bell is what it was.
Right.
And so we'd be there and I'd be like, all right, any questions on the test? Someone raised their hand. Were you at Victorious? That was the question that I get. I'm like, yeah, I was. Anyway, all right, next one. Let's go on to the next.
But Chris, I have a question for you. So
go ahead.
He doesn't bring up that he was on Victorious, but when someone brings it up, is he like, yeah, I was? Like, is he like all in on it, or is he kind of humble
real
about
talk,
it?
Talk, though. Come on.
He's pretty humble about it. I mean, he's all over the episode. Like, it's the episode is him.
Yeah.
Like, he is in it.
He's Russ.
Yeah, he's Russ. I mean, he does a pretty good job. Pretty
Thank
good.
Thank you. Pretty
job.
Good.
Pretty good job.
I got to do that because, you know, like I said, man, like we were talking low cash, and then my wife brings up Victorious, and then boom. What's low cash? Who's that?
Who's low cash?
I think it's more because Ariana Grande was on the show, and Ariana Grande is, you know, a superstar as well, but. No, I don't think it's me, man.
My kids can't even recognize Ariana Grande, and they recognize you.
Okay.
So that's there you go.
They hardly recognize you.
They don't even know who
Dad.
I am.
All right, well, this is a cool story about I Love This Life. Tell me, I love this song, Low Cash. I know Kevin's a big fan. Let's play it. But give us the background on this and how it came, the genesis of this and how it came to be.
Well, we wrote the song with the same guys we wrote Truck Yeah with.
Okay.
So Danny Myrick, Chris Jansen, and Preston and me. We were sitting there trying to write a banger for Garth Brooks.
Oh, wow.
I mean, Garth was cutting, so we're like, okay, this is going to be incredible. We're going to write a song for Garth Brooks. What would Garth Brooks say? He loves this life.
Right. You know I would say I mean? That too, about I mean, Garth's life, not? Yeah.
And we like, you know, write a lot of positivity, a lot of that stuff that just makes people smile and roll down the windows. We started this, man. Jansen was on about six Mountain Dews.
That's right.
He was going off. He had crystals with him. I'll never forget. Or White Castle, not crystal. And we're eating it, we're drinking, and man, next thing you know, we just start this thing. I love a small town world. Just all the little things that we love about life.
Mm-hmm.
Send it to Garth, and he turned it down.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh. Thank the Lord.
Yeah.
Because it changed our life, man. It really did. It's still to this day. I wouldn't have the house I have right now just because of it. And it's just an amazing song. It, you know, I hear every day that I pick somebody up, and that's why we write our music. And we told Garth, said thank you for not cutting it.
Well, listen, I want to get to that story in a second because I didn't know that was this song, I Love This Life. But there's something that Garth said to you after you did cut it, and it did go number one, right? Was that after it went number one?
Yes, after.
Oh, okay. This is a great story. Garth Brooks had something awesome to say to them after this, right? So we'll play it first, and then he's got the story about it. Chris Lucas from Low Cash in studio right now. Here is Low Cash, I Love This Life on QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Low Cash, I Love This Live. One of the guys that wrote it and who's in Low Cash, Chris Lucas, in studio right now.
Hey, crowd goes crazy.
Thank you. Crowd goes crazy. Thanks for being here, brother.
People outside your window. I see you.
I know. On the second floor, too. It's pretty impressive, right? All right. Very cool. Well, now, we were just talking about that song, I Love This Live. It was originally written and pitched to Garth Brooks, who said, oh my gosh, no, I'm not going to record it.
Correct.
And by the way, real quick, how does that, like, do you just hear Garth said no, or does he actually tell you that?
No, he doesn't. It gets through his people. He's got, like, a wall of people. Everybody has a wall of people that's going to get through.
Well, so, we broke that wall down. You're here right now. So thank you for being here.
You did. You know.
All right, so he doesn't cut the song. You guys say thank God because you cut that song. It goes number one. It's a life-changing song for you. But you do hear from Garth after the fact.
Garth has us at CMA remotes.
Okay.
Where all the stations come in, the remote is, and we get out there, and Garth is his buddy comes over to us and says, "Hey man, Garth wants to talk to you guys." I'm like, "What?
Brooks? Garth Brooks? What? Who's Garth?"
Yeah. So we go over, and he's like, "Hey guys, I just want you to know, man, I'm hearing a lot about you guys, and I really appreciate everything you're doing out there, the positivity you sing about." And he's like, "I heard that you know, I love this life. I you know, didn't get past it because I wanted to tell you." I'm sorry for that. And we're like, no, man. I mean, it changed our life. I'm kind of glad you didn't cut it. And he goes, man, that's such a funny story because when I got to town, I wrote a song for George Strait. And he didn't cut it. It was called Much Too Young to Feel This Damn Old.
Oh, wow.
And he said that that was my first number one. So and that changed my life. And he goes, and you know, I'll never forget it. I was sitting there at the Hall of Fame and going in there and being inducted to the Country Music Hall of Fame. I'm sitting there in the crowd, and George Strait comes out and sings Much Too Young to Feel This Damn Old.
That's really chilling.
Wow. Yes.
Oh,
wow.
My.
So he said, and literally straight in my eyes, and said, so I promise you, when you get inducted to the Country Music Hall of Fame, I will sing I Love This Life for you.
Hey, let's go.
That is a promise.
I hugged him so hard.
And he's a hugger.
I love him.
He's a hugger, man. He's a big bear. Yeah, that's for sure.
He's a nice dude. Really nice dude.
That's really cool. What a cool story. I remember him doing shows in a different place that I worked in, San Antonio. And I said, hey, you know, George Strait was doing shows a couple weeks ago, and he lives here in town. You gonna hit him up and say you're in town? He goes, oh, I don't even register on that guy's radar, I don't think. And so the way that people look at George Strait, and he is King George, is such a cool thing. And even Garth Brooks going, oh man, that guy doesn't know who I am, for him to show up at his Hall of Fame induction is really cool.
That was unbelievable. He cried. I'm gonna cry too. I cried that day when Garth said it.
Wasn't even the Hall of Fame yet. Yeah. I was already crying. All right, very nice. Well, this is one of my favorite songs. I Know Somebody. Give me the background on this song.
This one we had on hold for about a year. I didn't know what we're going to do with it. We had this song, and Red Akin sent it to me.
Real quick, let me just say what on hold is. Low Cash, Preston, and Chris, they write for other people, as we were just talking about pitching songs. So you can have the power to say, you know what, let's maybe save this one for us.
Yeah, well, we don't, because we didn't have a label at the time.
Oh, really? Ooh.
So, but Red is a good friend, and Jeremy Stover's on this one, and so is Ross Copperman. And I mean, that's three monster songwriters. And they're like, man, I really feel this song for Low Cash. And we're like, well, we'll keep it on hold, but we have no way we're cutting it right now. I mean, because we have no label. And I just would always listen to it. And Rhett was singing it. And me and Rhett sing very similar. So he knows, like, I think that's why a lot of Rhett songs get cut with us. You know, it's the same with every artist.
When you're referring to Rhett, you should tell people who you're talking about.
Rhett, this is Thomas Rhett's
dad. There you go. No.
Yeah, but he's got 40-some number ones, too. So
right.
And literally, we held it for him. I said, man, just please don't give this to anybody else. I know we're going to cut this someday. And we did, man. I used to run around my truck singing this song left and right. So when we did cut it, I knew every lick to this and was ready to go easily. So.
It's such a great song. And Kevin, you know that I'm such a huge fan of this song.
You
we talked about it.
Yep.
All right. So I know somebody, Low Cash, right here. Chris Lucas from Low Cash in Studio Live. Thanks for being here, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate you. And your Morgan Wallen tickets coming up next as well. It's 99.5 QIK. I know somebody, Low Cash, 995 QIK. Chris Lucas from Low Cash in studio right now. Chris, thank you for being here.
Yeah, man.
If you didn't know, he's an Odessa resident. So he and his wife and his family live out there.
Really
out
close
there in
by.
Starkey. Yeah, so thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate it. Where's Preston, the other half? Well, he's an hour behind you said in life, too, right? Hour behind in life.
He always takes. Dude, that dude is late for everything.
Well, diva.
Yeah. You said it. I didn't say it.
No.
Oh, I don't know him.
But he is in Nashville, probably still sleeping because it's 6:40 there. But we have to give away Morgan Wallen tickets right now. Give us something that we should know about Morgan Wallen that we don't know. I mean, because you know him on a personal level. We obviously do not.
Morgan is a great dude, man. You know, he went through that harsh thing. Not really harsh, but
making mistakes.
Headlines.
And he's just a good dude. He, you know, he partied a little too much a couple times, but you know, he's always been nice to me. He's always been nice to me. Impressive. We were in Australia with him talking to him, and he was, you know, right before he blew up, you know, and you just saw this kid, just the excitement in his face. And he was showing me just after demo after demo after demo, listen to him, like, who's singing that? He's like, that's me. And I'm like, are you serious? You could sing like that? I had no idea
came from The Voice, and he auditioned with Goo Goo Dolls' Iris.
Yeah.
That was his audition song.
He can really, like, not that he doesn't sound good on what he's singing right now.
Right.
But the stuff that he was playing me, I couldn't even tell it was him. Like,
wow.
I was like, bro, that's insane.
Well, for Morgan fans, that's good because he's got more in the tank.
Oh, he's got lots. The kid is super talented, man.
Very cool.
Whole really album is. Of number ones.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable. All right, so Morgan Wallen going to be here May 6th with Ernest and Bailey Zimmerman, and we are playing a game because the tour is called One Night at a Time. We're playing one word at a time, and we want the real Morgan fans at the show. So you got to finish this lyric. What is the next line? Here we go.
Looks like I'm learning the hard way again. It's all my fault. Yeah, I dropped the ball.
Now it's your turn. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. What is the next line in that song? I will just tell you, that song is Wasted on You by Morgan Wallen. It's QYK. Hit us up. Paisley in Plant City right now playing one word at a time. All right. So I am going to play you the first part of this line in Morgan Wallen's Wasted on You, and then you got to finish it, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Looks like I'm learning the hard way again. It's all my fault. Yeah, I dropped the ball.
You're gone and I'm gone, three sheets to the wind, thinking about all I've wasted on you.
You're gone and I'm gone, three sheets to the wind, thinking about all I've wasted on
there
you.
There we go! Paisley, Plant City, laying it down right
it's
there.
It's ingrained in her brain, I think.
Yeah. Well, we play the song about a million times an hour, so yeah, you should know that, Paisley. Way to go. Congratulations. You're going to Morgan Wallen May 6th with Ernest and Bailey Zimmerman. And hopefully you're going to have your phone fixed by then. There you go. What are you guys doing right now? You with Mom?
Yes, we're dropping my son off at school and driving home.
Oh, very nice. Well, listen, you guys are going to have a great time. Hang on for me. We'll get y'all hooked up, okay?
Awesome.
All right, hang on. She is hooked up. We're going to have more of those tickets for you at 7:40. But right now, we have Chris Lucas of Low Cash, one half of Low Cash. Preston's still in bed in Nashville. But we're going to try to get on the phone a little bit later this morning. Chris, thanks for being here, bro. I appreciate you so much.
It's here at 5 a.m., buddy.
You were ready to go, ready to rock. I said, hey, we're not ready for you yet. So could you wait in the car? No, I'm kidding. I told him, I said, the coffee's not very good here, so just I would stop on the way. You got some time. But anyway, I appreciate you being here. All right, Michaela's in for Lana. We got Kevin. Michaela, you had a question. You guys always want to know about my personal life, and
always.
I said
we're
this earlier.
And prying.
Right, I said this earlier. Chris and his wife actually set me up with my girlfriend, so you have questions about that.
I do. So you guys hang out outside of here. How did it happen? How'd you hook him up with his girl?
Well, I have this Christmas party every year.
Okay.
Oh boy.
And I know my wife is like matchmaker.
Oh.
Like, yeah. And Kristen is like one of her best friends. So, you know, she's trying. And Kristen's such a good girl. I'm like, who do we know is single? And I'm like, well, JR's single. And she's like, oh,
I said somebody good.
Was she the was he the first person on the list, or was it like couple down?
Well, she's my only single friend, so yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, so it was a process of elimination, really.
To be able to hang out with us, you gotta, you know.
So I was like, yeah, I mean, you know, she's a little older than him and doesn't Ooh, look it.
You,
doesn't
no,
look
my gosh.
Babe,
no,
said she it, doesn't. Babe, he said it.
I did. I'm sorry. I'm honest. But, you know, she's very pretty. And next thing you know, I come over and JR's a good dude. You're going to like him a lot. And they hit it off that night, man. I mean, I think it was you were still trying to get to know her a little bit. It was kind of because she asked me after the party. It was like, what do you think? You know, is he into me? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, you know, right now you're hot and you're a girl. He doesn't know you yet. Is he attracted to you? Is that what you're asking? I'm sure he's attracted to you.
Did we check off the first box? Yes, we did. Absolutely.
Checked off. So, but my wife is, you know, there's been, you know, girls that have actually been interested in JR, if you believe it or not.
I did not know this part of it.
No, but, you know, there was other girls that were single that my wife, you know, thought that would have been nice for you. But Kristen worked out great. You know,
yeah. Your wife was, like, taking the interviews. Okay, next.
Listen, his wife has been on this show with Preston's wife talking about Valentine's Day.
Oh.
And,
throwing me under the bus.
Throwing you under the bus. But we won't get into your guys' first day because that was,
magical.
It was magical. But that's how you know she's a ride or die after that. You know, that's how we know Kate. But anyway, that they totally introduced me to them at a Christmas party. I didn't stay that long because I went with our buddy Harley.
Who
bailed out a little bit early.
But your outfit was great.
Yeah, it was.
You were on the back of an elf?
Yes, it was a elf yourself party theme. And I looked like I was on the back of an elf. For some reason, the nose on the elf was misplaced a little bit. That was inappropriate. So I was a little bit, embarrassed by the whole thing. But Kristen did not hold that against me.
Yeah,
and we actually hung out once, and then didn't hang out for a while. And then finally,
it's a thing on the side. It says this object is much larger than it really is. The nose.
Okay, ooh. Here we go. Family show.
Oopsie.
I appreciate
that.
That
was on the nose.
There you go.
It was the nose.
Yeah, my nose is a lot smaller than that. Of course. All right, well, listen, I have been begging you to play this song because I've actually heard it live, but you can't get this song, this Low Cash song, anywhere. Why? Because it's not coming out till when?
February 3rd.
I asked if we could do it today first because we were the first station to play Beach Boys for you because I really like the song, and the fact that you did it with Beach Boys was amazing. And then this one is all about America, which I'm all about, obviously.
Well, I think we need a good patriotic song.
I think so, too. Absolutely. You know? So are we allowed to do this?
I mean, the good thing is like it's not coded, which people at home, that means like it won't show up, so my label won't see it.
There you go.
You can't get in trouble that way.
So I can't really get in trouble unless someone's listening, and I doubt they're listening to me right now. But
they're big fans of us. I told you. Yeah, huge
BMG's
fans.
Definitely listening.
We're big. Right, we're big with BMG. All right, let's do it, man.
Come on, man. It's this song, you know, tell the kids enough, they don't hear how great of a country we do live in. I know there's a lot of negativity in the world, but this is it, man. There's three favorite colors, and we all live by them. Here they are.
All right. Three favorite colors, Low Cash world premiere right now on 99.5 QIK. Chris Lucas from Low Cash in studio right now, and you are hearing this for the first time ever in the world. Here it is. I mean, it's all right.
Oh,
no, I'm just
kidding.
Hey. Man.
Be nice to the guests.
No, I love it. I've heard that song live. That is a world premiere right there. Low Cash, three favorite colors. Man, thanks for letting us play that, even though you're going to get in trouble now.
You know, hopefully they won't hear. But, you know, as long as my daughter Violet heard it, because that's her favorite song.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, all her friends know
they do
how to sing it, and they've never even heard
I've watched
song.
You play it live, and all of them come on stage, and they sing it, and it's awesome to watch. It's really cool, and I love that song. Three favorite colors, Low Cash. You can't get it, unfortunately, unless you're recording your radio old school, where you hit the play and the record button at the same time.
Why would you not do that?
I don't know. Why not? Because I probably was talking, and they're like, I don't want this guy on it. I don't want to hear this every time. But it's coming out February 3rd?
February 3rd.
February 3rd, Low Cash, three favorite colors. Chris Lucas from Low Cash in studio right now. All right, we are going to give away, we're going to buy someone's Christmas coming up here in just a couple minutes.
So
but
exciting.
Before we do, there is a song that you wrote that is, I know, one of Kevin's favorite songs of all time. And it's Keith Urban's You Gonna Fly.
Yes.
And you wrote this song, and this is such a huge cut for you. Was this the first big cut that someone recorded?
This was it, man. This changed my life. I was, so when I got with Kate, we got married, and, you know, we had this kid, and then we got evicted from our house. And then we got into another apartment. We were kicked out of the apartment months later after that. My dad had passed away. Our fiddle player passed away. My aunt passed away. It was 2011. It was very, very, very tough year. And Keith has had this this song on hold called "You're Gonna Fly," and we didn't know what was going on. We thought he was going to cut it, and Nashville had the floods. So it took.
Oh my.
Yeah. So
I remember
it's just
that.
Like boom, 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 and 3 years it took for him, basically 2.5, I think it was, before I got a call. I'd actually called Orlando to be a cop in Orlando.
Really?
Yeah, I was going to be a cop in Orlando, and they called me down. It's like, okay, I can come down for the police academy. We'll do you in police academy, and I remember
you didn't know there was a background check.
Thank God. So, and I was like, okay. So I sat on the couch, and I remember just almost tearing up because, you know, we had to get out of the department. I didn't want to ever give up, and I still, you know, I was like, I just can't do it. And I mean, it wasn't 5-10 minutes after having that conversation with my wife and holding my little boy in my arms, Keith Urban called me.
Wow.
Yeah. Ooh. And he was in California. What station was it? I don't know if I could say it was K-Jug.
No. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. It's California. So well, but anyway, yeah. And, he calls me and my friend Adam was on the phone. He says, "Hey man, somebody wants to talk to you." And Keith gets on the phone. He's like, "Hey, Chris, man, I can't do a good Australian impression.
Don't, yeah.
Mate. Hey, mate.
Hey, mate. Hey, mate. I'm just putting a chip on the bar, man. Yeah.
I'm going to, my next single is You Gonna Fly. I just wanted to tell you that. And congratulations."
Jeez.
And I wow. remember, dude, I held my son up like Simba, bro. I knew right then and there. And I went to ASCAP the next day. I'm with BMI now, but I was with ASCAP then. And I said, "Hey, I got a cut and I need... So I don't get kicked out of my apartment. I need like $10,000. Can you afford that right now? Just give that to me, knowing a Keith Urban single's coming out."
Right.
And they're like, "Oh my God, Chris, yes. Congratulations. Oh. Here's $10,000. Keep afloat. Stay in Nashville." And I did. And that was all because of Keith Urban.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. It's a great story.
That gives me chills hearing that story.
And honestly, you know, you hear about, you know, not giving up on your dreams and you almost getting, you know, out of the business altogether. And then just that one last ditch effort it paid off, man.
I mean, it's a God thing at that point. And, you know, my dad in heaven, I think he had something to do with it too. But it was an emotional time, and I'll never forget it. And, you know, I guess my wife does love me if she stayed with me during the evictions. But
yeah, you know, she definitely loves you.
Finally.
We did get repoed, too, so that was cool.
Oh, my.
We met all of them.
It's all good. Didn't you
really
used to repo cars,
guy.
Too?
Yeah, I did.
Full circle?
Yeah, so I didn't even argue with the repo guy. I was like, I get it, man.
I know what's going on here. Yeah, exactly. Well, listen,
I'm
man.
I'm not
going
to fight you on this.
You and Preston are two of the good dudes. I wouldn't hang out with you outside here if you weren't.
Right.
But you are really one of the best dudes in country music, and we love Low Cash. We'll support them all the time. And we're going to play Keith Urban, You're Gonna Fly, because one, it's a great song, and two, you get paid. So let's do that right now. Here we go. 99.5 QYK, Keith Urban, You're Gonna Fly. Chris Lucas from Low Cash, thanks for being here this morning, brother. Yeah, I appreciate you. And we are buying someone's Christmas next.
QYK buys your Christmas.
Well, today we are announcing another name. QYK buys your Christmas. If you have not signed up yet, you still can. We're doing this all the way till Friday. We announce a new name every single morning at 8 a.m. Today, it's Ashley Bogart. Ashley Bogart, we need to hear from you because we want to buy your Christmas. So she wrote us in. She said, "I'm a single mother of two teenage daughters. I work full-time, part-time, and I attend school full-time. I'm extremely busy. It's hard for me to find any time for myself and for my daughters, but everything, my world revolves around my daughters. And the past 5 years, she's been in a very tough relationship, and she is now free of that relationship. It was a very healthy thing for her to be free of that relationship. She's kind of starting all over," she said. And she said that this would really lift her family's spirits and give them hope and get them on their way on this new journey in an amazing way. And she said, "Thank you for this opportunity." Well, you've got the opportunity, Ashley Bogart, and you've got 9 minutes to call us starting right now. 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. We'd like to pay for your Christmas. Ashley Bogart, 9 minutes to call us, 800-992-1099.
QYK buys your Christmas.
All right, Ashley Bogart in Sefford Hills. We've got her on the phone right now, Michaela. And Ashley, I just want to let you know that QYK is going to buy your Christmas.
Yay! Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
You got it. How are you feeling right now? I can hear it in your voice, but I want to hear you describe it.
I woke up late and my friend just called me and said, call, you won.
Well, Ashley, it's time to put that friend on your Christmas list now because you got to help her out.
Yes.
But listen, we were really touched by your email to us. We appreciate you signing up. And when we saw your name come up, when we picked this, we thought you would be a perfect person to buy their Christmas for. So we want to pay for your Christmas for you and your two teenage girls up to $2,000.
Thank you so much. It's such a rough year. Thank you so much.
Hey, you deserve it, okay? So this is going to shine a little light on your family, give you a little hope. And, you know, you talked about starting over and starting new. And this hopefully will get you on that road, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Well, that is what it's all about right there. I love hearing those stories.
So heartwarming.
I love that. So congratulations to Ashley. We will announce another name tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Make sure you get signed up for QYK Buys Your Christmas on the QYK app or 995QYK.com. And good news, we got Blake Shelton tickets at 8:30. We got Kirsten and Seminole right now playing Shelton on a Shelf with us. Kirsten, here is how the game works. I'm going to name a type of shelf, and you got to name five things that you would find on that shelf, and you'll have 10 seconds to do it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right, Kirsten, you ready?
Yes.
All right, name five things you would find on a grocery shelf. Go.
Canned beans, rice, lettuce, tomatoes, bananas.
Boom! Whoa. There you go.
Love it. A lot of produce in there.
Yeah, yes. A lot of produce. Yeah, there are produce shelves. We will count that. Way to go. You just got Blake Shelton tickets.
Thank you so much.
What are you doing right now? You're so casual about winning Blake Shelton tickets.
Yes, because I'm trying to drive up a parking garage to work.
Love it.
Well, be safe. Blake Shelton tickets. You're going to see him March 3rd at Amelie with Carly Pierce and Jackson Dean.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
All right, hang on for me, Kirsten.
Okay, thanks.
We're going to have more of those tickets for you tomorrow morning at 8:30. We'll hook you up. And coming up next, if you have not signed up for the QYK Buys Your Christmas, I will tell you how and what you need to do in order for us to buy your Christmas after Tyler Hubbard, 5'9".
QYK Buys Your Christmas.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. I don't know about you guys, Michaela, Kevin, but I didn't realize how much fun this would actually be to be buying people's Christmas. Like, it's been a lot of fun to do this.
It's, like I said before, best part of the day, making people's Christmas.
Right.
Agreed.
And tugging on some heartstrings, no doubt about it. You know, learning people's stories, what people have been going through, and just to be able to do this. And Tampa Bay, you know, being one of the only local morning shows here, that's what's so great about it is because we live where you live. We're in your community, and we love helping out our community and being there for you guys. And hopefully we can make your day a little bit brighter and make your Christmas a little bit better, like we did for Ashley Bogart this morning, which was awesome. Here it is when we gave her $2,000 and we said we're going to buy your Christmas. All right, Ashley Bogart in Sefford Hills. We've got her on the phone right now, Michaela. And Ashley, I just want to let you know that QYK is going to buy your Christmas.
Yay! Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
You got it. Well, we thought you would be a perfect person to buy their Christmas for, so we want to pay for your Christmas for you and your two teenage girls up to $2,000.
Thank you so much. It's such a rough year. Thank you so much.
It was cool, and she went on to talk about it, and her letter was very touching, and it's all about you. I'm just glad that everybody gets to she gets to experience that, and her family's going to have a better Christmas. So
this is why we do it.
Absolutely why we do it. So we are very thankful to be able to do it. So if you want to get signed up and you haven't signed up yet, please do. QYK app or 995QYK.com. You just go on there. You sign up. It takes like 5 minutes to do.
Oh, really quick.
Yeah, you give us your Christmas wish list and just tell us a quick paragraph of why you think you deserve it and what's been going on in your life and why you could use this extra money and have your Christmas bought for you. And we could pick a name at 8 o'clock. It could be your name. Tomorrow we'll do another name at 8 o'clock. So get signed up right now for QYK Buys Your Christmas. Coming back with Trending in Tampa Bay, and we'll go commercial free. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, JR, Michaela, and for Lana, and the ACMC MA winner, 25-year radio veteran, the pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers!
USF grad.
Go Bulls!
His name is Kevin Ebel. He has what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Well, have you stayed up late last night? Actually didn't go to bed before the game was over because you thought the game was over. Well,
sure.
It wasn't over. The Bucks actually came back and won. They were down 16-3 with 3 minutes left to go in the game. They won. 17-16 over the Saints, swept the season series, 6-6 on the year. Here's what's crazy. I'm just going to throw these stats out, and probably people don't like stats, but I think they're cool. Tom Brady, this is only his second career comeback victory when trailing by 13-plus points in the fourth quarter. The other one, Super Bowl 51 against the Falcons. They were down 28-3. The Bucs had lost 69 straight games and trailing by 8-plus points in the fourth quarter. That's 10 years of losses right there. Teams over the past five seasons, 3-530. Three wins and 530 losses when down 13-plus points in the final 4 minutes of regulation. The Bucs got a win last night, 17-16.
Let me just say this, okay? We have been struggling. It has not looked like the Bucs that we love.
No.
And the fact is, the Saints is a team that has given us a ton of trouble, right?
For years.
So to come back, not only is a morale booster, but to come back on that team is a morale booster. Could this be the turning point? 6-6, it's like 0-0. Here we go.
I know. Still leading the NFC South, but I felt this way about a few games after the Rams game when they played the Seahawks in Germany and get a win. I'm like, this is going to be the kickstart. And then they come back and lose to the Browns.
It is the kickstart.
I'm really hoping this is it.
Mark my words. This is the kickstart.
All right. Well, JR, that's your
words. It's in the universe.
But they're still number one in the division.
They are. That's all that matters. If they win the division, they will host a playoff game, which is crazy. Well, Tom Brady, he talked about the game after the win last night.
Just like we drew it up.
Yeah,
we've been pretty good in the no huddle 2 minute drills, and that a lot of games come down to those types of plays. Our guys made them. Everyone contributed. So it's a hard team to beat, and just glad we won. It was they got a great defense. They played us very physical, like we thought. We made some mistakes in there, but made enough plays in the end to win.
Thank goodness. Well, they played the 49ers in San Francisco. Tough trip out to the West Coast, but 49ers on their third string quarterback. That game is at 4:25 this coming Sunday on Fox. Well, we knew this was going to happen after Taylor Swift and the whole Ticketmaster debacle. Well, Taylor Swift fans are now suing Live Nation, which is the parent company of Ticketmaster. The lawsuit claims that they violated several antitrust laws and committed fraud. They are looking for $2,500 for each violation of the business and professions code. It was the let's have a pre-sale. Oh, everything's messed up. Oh, here's the public concert. Sorry. Well, all the tickets are gone. They're all gone. That's it. We have no more. Well, I got some people mad. Obviously, the Swifties not happy about it. They are filing they're suing.
They got their pitchforks out.
That's, I guess so. And finally, I love this story because I think it's very cool. We are not the only Tampa, Florida, in the United States.
We are the only Tampa, Florida.
I was up late last night. We are not the only Tampa in the United States. There is a Tampa, Kansas.
Okay.
Tampa Bay, this is with help from the Visit Tampa Bay and Southwest Airlines. They invited the entire town of Tampa, Kansas, because their population is 100.
Come on out.
95 of the 100 came. Tampa International Airport had signs that said, there's no place like Tampa. They're from Kansas, of course they are.
Gotcha.
So while they are here, the residents of Tampa, Kansas, they will go to the zoo, aquarium, history, and art centers, eating at Tampa's best dining spots.
Ooh.
And the Tampa River Walk as well. I hope they stop by the Columbia. So that would be cool.
That'd be very cool.
There'd be more people in the Columbia than there are.
So they all can go
than
back
they,
in
their own than town. They are in their own town.
And they can go back and tell those five people that didn't make it. Man, did you miss a trip?
Well, someone had to run the town.
That's right. I mean. Someone had to stay back.
Exactly.
Well, nothing else is going on. I mean, everyone's gone. All right.
Yeah.
It's like the dust. What is it? The tumbleweeds.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir. Go, Bucks!
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK. We got JR, Michaela in for Lana. We got Kevin. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate the heck out of you. All right, Michaela, you've been doing a great job filling in for Lana. I can't thank you enough for being here.
Oh, of course.
Second it. Ditto. Yeah,
did
so
great
much
job.
Fun.
Yeah. And Lana even texted us this morning. She's doing great. So that's good news as well. All right. What was your highlight of the show, Michaela?
Oh, Chris coming in. Definitely. Low Cash.
Chris Lucas from Low Cash, who lives in Odessa, came in. He co-hosted for the whole 7 o'clock hour. He was awesome. He told us a lot of great stories.
Oh, it was so good hearing those stories. I love hearing background stories on songs and how it came to be. And boy, he's
phenomenal.
I mean, You Gonna Fly, who he wrote that song for Keith Urban, which was a huge hit. It changed his entire life. He was evicted from an apartment. He had a young kid. He was married. He didn't know he was going to be a cop. And then it happened, and it changed his career path. And look where he's at now. I mean, I love hearing that story. It's so good.
And they're going to be at On Bikes this weekend, which is they build bikes for kids, and they do a run like where people ride bikes in it, and then it's a whole concert at the end of it, which Low Cash will be playing there. It's on Saturday, onbikes.org. Onbikes.org. You go on there, you can buy tickets. All the proceeds go to this amazing organization that gets kids bikes, and it's going to be hosted by Lightning's Patty Maroon.
Yeah.
So that'll be a fun time. But go on onbikes.org and just check it out for yourself and buy some tickets, because it'll be a great event. I'll be out there. It'll be a lot of fun. All right, Kevin, your highlight, other than that?
Well, I guess the Buccaneers winning. I know it wasn't really part of the show, but I got to do my two-minute drill this morning, so that was fun. I used Saints. I called him St. Thomas the 12th.
Thomas 12th. You can check it out on the podcast a little bit later.
So I enjoy doing that. I had a whole thing written before their big comeback. It was going to blast a lot of people, and then had to rip it up and start over. And I'm glad I had to.
I'm glad you had to,
very
too.
Happy. Yeah.
Very nice.
We'll have another one next Monday.
Love it.
Fire the cannons.
There you go. More Morgan Wallen tickets tomorrow for you, 7:40, and we are calling out another name at 8 o'clock tomorrow for QYK Buys Your Christmas. Here is the details. It is a good day to have a great day.
Hey, Sharon, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.